Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Many of you, perhaps most of you, are familiar with Dale Carnegie's very popular book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I read the book many years ago and think its value has been greatly exaggerated. Carnegie also wrote a book with the title, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. This latter book never became so popular as his other book, but it has much more valuable information in it. Do you think Carnegie's book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, has a legitimate title? Does worry prevent men's and women's living to the fullest? Does worry in some way interfere with people's happiness, usefulness, and longevity? Would it surprise you to know that Jesus listed worry as one of the reasons some Christians are not so productive as they could be? In the parable of the sower, Jesus said that some seed fell among the thorns. The thorns sprang up with it and choked it. He then explained what the thorns meant. That which fell among the thorns are they, which when they have heard go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit unto perfection. Luke 8:8-14. The word cares in verse 14 means worries, anxieties, distracting carefulness. If worry produces ineffective and troubled Christians, what is the solution to worry? Or is there any solution? The Apostle Paul offers God's solution. The Lord is at hand. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:5-6. It is significant that Paul affirms, the Lord is at hand. With that truth in mind, he says, do not worry about anything. These verses tell us that God is always near and cares about our trials, temptations, and heartaches. Peter confirmed that truth when he wrote, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Paul used three different words relating to prayer. The first word in the text is prayer. This is a generic term which is used often throughout the Bible. The second word, supplication, stresses the sense of need. It is even used of man's asking another man for a favor. The word thanksgiving shows the gratitude we ought to have and ought to express to God on a regular basis. If we would but bow ourselves before God Almighty in prayer to Him, ask Him to bless us in the way He knows best, and then thank Him for those blessings, we would not have any legitimate worries. I do not believe all problems would automatically be solved, but we could leave our cares with Him, as Peter taught. God does ask that we pray to Him even though He knows our needs before we ask Him. Matthew 6:8. If He knows our needs before we ask Him, why do we need to ask? Throughout the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New, God expresses His desires that we pray unto Him. Jesus prayed to the Father and taught His disciples to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Matthew 6:9-13. My friends, we need to pray to God rather than worry. Thank you, and may God bless you.